Yesterday's news reports highlighted the latest word from Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, his call for the Communist Party platform to abandon Marxist-Leninist doctrine and pay more attention to individual rights. Commentator David Gurevich, who emigrated to this country from Russia 15 years ago, compares the relative weight of such news in the Soviet and American press.
History works in odd ways. Only 6 years ago, the Soviet Union was the first country to start taking apart the house that Lenin built. Gorbachev was perceived as the leader in the movement away from communism. But then, bang, the wall came tumbling down. And now the poor Poles don't know what to do with the Stonehenge of Lenin monuments. Same goes for republics like Georgia, Moldova. Suddenly, Gorbachev is lagging behind. For sure, he keeps moving in the same direction, but boy, does he drag his feet. The funny thing to me is that each of his tiny half steps gets so much play in our media. Only yesterday, the big story was the text of the speech he will deliver at the coming party conference. Well, things have changed. In the good old days, the speech would have been published by Pravda after the conference. Nowadays, the text gets leaked by someone, most likely Gorbachev himself, to the Independent paper. That's the actual name of the paper, by the way, and its editorial position is quite pro-Yeltsin. Gorbachev's brand new pronunciamentos were reported here with utter seriousness. I think I know when Peter Jennings is serious and when he's not. But what did the Soviet leader actually say? That, in his opinion, a party member can also believe in God and cross himself in public? That the principle of private property does not contradict the socialist system? You call that news? As far as I'm concerned, that's about as newsworthy as saying that this season the Cleveland Indians don't have much of a chance in the pennant race. Now, really, last week Yeltsin, as the president of the Russian Republic, prohibited party members from organizing at the workplace, like in offices and factories, which means, hey, you want to do party work? Do it on your own time and at your own expense. Which means no party meetings on state time and get off the telephone. That's business calls only. Now, that was a blow. No wonder Gorbachev's spokesman instantly denounced it as illegal. But American media has traditionally given more airplay to the head of state, any state, no matter how insignificant the event. And I do understand the feelings of many Americans who grew up used to the concept of a communist monolith. It takes time to digest the change, especially as radical as the downfall of an ideology that, for most of the century, has been a boogaboo for the West. But the change is real. Communism fell in the hearts and the minds of people long ago. Now its power structure is falling apart, too, and there's absolutely nothing Gorbachev can do to prevent it from collapse. On a recent visit back to Moscow, I saw him in action during a parliamentary debate, which in Russia is shown on primetime TV. He's a brilliant tactician, and I'm sure that were he transplanted to this country, he would make a hell of a politician, a senator, for example. But he started out as so much more. He started as a truly historical figure. Oh, well. As they say in Southern California, he caught the wave, he just can't ride it, and that means he's headed for a wipeout.
David Gurevich is the author of the new memoir, From Lenin to Lenin, meaning from Vladimir to John.